The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, text number 44, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 4th, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Translation. It was by Dronacharya's mercy that you learned the military art of throwing arrows and the conscientious art of controlling weapons.
Sarahastu dhanurveda sabhishadva upasangyama. What is that? Asta gramasya bhavata shikshito jadanugraha. This is also another Vedic civilization, that if you are benefited by somebody, you should always remain obliged to him. Shikshita jat anugraha. There is one Bengali proverb, Guru Mara Vidya. Guru, you learn from him first of all, then kill him. Don't care for Guru. This is Divani. By the grace of Guru, you learn something, then when you learn something, then you become greater than him. Don't care for him. This is demonic. Even if you have learned something, you must feel always obliged. Pathapadarshak. So this is basic civilization. Draupadi advising Arjuna that he have learned this military art by his grace, by Guru's grace. Now you are expert in the science of military art. And suppose his son has committed some sinful activity, you cannot punish him, retaliate, so that Guru's family will be aggrieved. This is Vedic culture. Not only his personally, but in his absence, his wife, his family, you should consider them. So there is nothing about what is part partly.
Dhanurveda, or military science, was taught by Dronacharya with all its confidential secrets of throwing and controlling by Vedic gems. Gross military science is dependent on material weapons, but finer than that is the art of throwing arrows saturated with Vedic gems, which acts more effectively than gross material weapons like machine guns or atomic bombs. The control is by Vedic mantras, or the transcendental science of sound. It is said in the Ramayana that Maharaj Dasaratha, the father of Lord Sri Rama, used to control arrows by sound alone. He could pierce his target with his arrow by hearing the sound only, without seeing the object. So this is a finer military science than that of the gross material military
science. Sabdabhedi Bhat. You just like I cannot see where is the bar is charging, but Sabdabhedi Bhat I can throw wherever the bar is, it will go and kill. That is called Sabdabhedi Bhat. Maharaj Dasarath used it. Therefore you are cursed. That he would die being aggrieved when Ramchandra will be banished. Gone?
this is a finer military science than that of the gross material military weapons used nowadays. Arjuna was taught all this, and therefore, let me admit that Arjuna took benefits. And, in the absence of Dronacharya, his son was the representative. That was the opinion of the good lady Draupadi. It may be argued why Dronacharya, a rigid Brahmana, should be a teacher in military science. But the reply is that a Brahmana should become a teacher, regardless of what his department of knowledge is. A learned Brahmana should become a teacher, a priest, and a recipient of charity. A bona fide Brahmana is authorized to accept such professions.
So, there is nothing special to be explained. The only important part of this verse is that don't learn Guru Maharaj Vidya. Even if you become more learned than your Guru, you should not exhibit it before your Guru. You should always remain a fool number one, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed himself by his example. Guru Mare Murkha Dekhi Karila Sasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not murkha, but he has taught us that before Guru we shall always remain a murkha. That is advancement. Not that I know more than Guru. I don't care for Guru. Now give me blessing that I can find out some better Guru. This nonsense, if you don't find, if your Guru is not perfect, then why you are asking blessing to find out another Guru? So, anyway, this Guru Mara Vidya should be avoided. That is the instruction in this verse we can get, and that is the Vedic way. It is not that Draupadi is speaking, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also speaking. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strict on this point. As soon as Vallabhacharya spoke that I have written a better comment than Sridhar Swami, immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became offended. So he said, you have become more than Sridhar Swami? You don't care for Swami? He remarked immediately, Swami Jeva Nahi Mane Vishya Bhajadani. That is the system. You cannot overrule Acharya. Acharya, Acharya Upasanam. Acharya should be always worshipped. Even if you by ABCD you have become more learned than the Acharya, that is not possible. But if you foolishly think like that, still you should not exhibit your foolishness, that you know more than the Acharya. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By his life example, he has taught us that the more we remain ignorant, foolish, before the Acharya, before the Guru, that is more we advance. Real success is how one is faithful to his Guru. That is real success. Yasya devi parabhakti yatha devi tatha guru. It is not by education, grammatical knowledge, you can learn anything. No. It is by the grace of the Supreme Personality, Godhead. And that grace comes down through the grace of Guru. That grace also does not come direct. We should not be neglecting this point. Jasya devi parabhakti yatha devi tatha tasyaite hi kotita artya prakasam. Things become revealed by devotion, not by so-called education. No. Chirang vichinna. Nachana ikopi chirang vichinna. Prasada leshanu grihita eva hi. By little prasada, satisfaction. In many places these things are stated. Yatkarunna katakha bhayavatam gaurame vastamaha. Karunna katakha. Not complete karuna, but katakha. Simply little glance. He becomes so great. Kaivallanga narakayati tridasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasapurakasap Thakur says, Jasap Prasada, the Bhagavat Prasada. Not that Bhagavat Prasada is achieved by education and grammar. No. Jasap Prasada, the Bhagavat Prasada. By the mercy of Guru, one can achieve. That is, just like a common word, if you love me, love my dog. So, you cannot approach Krishna without loving his dog, his servant. Satanta Sangha, a person who is trying to distribute the message of Krishna, he is very, very dear dog of Krishna. Nachata smat manushyesu kaschit me priyakritama. It doesn't matter how far he is advanced in education, how far he has learned grammar. These are not the things. The thing is how far he is working to carry out the mission of Krishna. Then one has to receive Krishna's mercy through that bona fide servant. Krishna cannot be bluffed by so-called education and grammar. Krishna is not bhaktamam abhijanati. He never says by grammar or by education one can understand. Never says. Bhaktyamam abhijanati jamana jaschami tattva. We should be educated, we should be very careful. But real thing is bhakti. And I mean, bhajate mamanandava, sadhureva samantam, apite sudurachara. Many places it is said, tadbhāga viśadgat janatāga viprava, jasmin pratisroka avadravattata. Even a bhakta writes something which is not very grammatically, rhetorically very correct. Sadvāga viśatka janatāga viprava, nāmāni anantasya jasankitāni. But because he has tried to broadcast the glories of the Lord, even not in perfect language, that is his quality. Tatvāga viśatka janatāga viprava, jasmin pratisroko abaddhavatta pi nāmāni anantasya jasankitāni. Ta dindanti sindanti gāyanti sādhu. The sādhu, they are not interested about rhetorical or grammatical adjustments. The sadhu wants to see who has spoken. If he is a Vaishnava, then these words will be accepted. Caitanya Mahaprabhu strictly prohibits that he is not a Vaishnava, don't hear from him. Avaishnava mukhadinna purdha hari kathamitam sravanam nakattam. Oh, he is such a learned man, he writes so nicely, correctly, but because he is not Vaishnava, one should not hear from him. Why it is so nicely written? No. Sarpachisto payojatha. Milk is very good food, everyone knows. But as soon as it is touched by the leaves of the serpent, it is poison. You mean? Therefore it is forbidden. And one who has no knowledge how to respect Guru, how he can become Vaishnava? Chariya Vaishnava seva nishtar peche keva. Nathan Das Thakur says, if you don't become a faithful servant of Vaishnava, there is no possibility of your liberation. Chariya Vaishnava seva nishtar peche. Tadero charana sevi bhakta sane vas. Janame janame mor ei ovila. This is Narsam Das Thakur. Our determination should be to serve the previous guru and acharya, even parampara bhava. That is our determination. Tadero charana sevi. Our service, not directly Krishna, because to serve Vaishnava is more than serving Krishna directly. Mad bhakta pujam obhadita. Krishna likes that. He doesn't accept anyone's service directly. There is a gross mistake. Tadena charana sevi. You have to serve the servant of Krishna. Tadvitta dasa 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 anudasa. There is no way. Not direct. So, here, Draupadi is reminding, Jadanugraha Shikita Bhavata, you are neglecting. He is satisfying him. Do you think if you kill his son, he will be satisfied? Maybe. His son is a criminal, from all points of view. Still, ultimately, if you kill his son, he will be angry. That is natural. That is natural. There was, in Allahabad, it is our practical experience, two brothers, all of a sudden, they become angry, they fought one another, one brother was killed. The anger is so dangerous. So naturally, he was in the court, he was ordered to be hanged. Then the father appealed to the court that my one son is already killed. And the other remaining son, if he is also killed, then what will be my condition? So court considered this proposal, and the boy who was ordered to be killed, he was saved. So this consideration is there, even in ordinary way. But actually, these sons were rogues, they fought, one is killed, another is going to be killed. But this old man will be finished. The court considered, and he was saved. He was not hanged. He was given some wrong division of imprisonment that we have seen. You see, the same thing, the affection is everywhere. So Draupadi is giving the best instruction that by the mercy of Dronacharya you have learned this art, and now this art you are going to use for killing his son. What is this logic? Very good argument. A similar argument was given by Duryodhana to Dronacharya. Dronacharya and this Draupadi's power, they become enemical. So he got a son, Uttara, no? Anyway, that son was meant for killing Dronacharya. But at the same time, that son was a student of Dronacharya in the art of military science. So Duryodhana reminded Dronacharya that this son, Virat Maharaja's son, he is meant for killing you, and you have foolishly taught him the military science. Now he is using the military science to kill you. So there are so many instances like that sometimes this art, Guru Mara Vidya, is done by rascals and fools. That should not be done. That is instruction from every practical point of view. Thank you very much.